It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
It's the Sacre Bleu Olympic Games. Let's discuss it. Upon returning from an extended vacation with family, I've watched precious few hours of this summer Olympic Games from Paris. Nothing against NBC, but the nightly coverage over there comes across as scripted as a politician reading from the teleprompter. When the Olympics originate from across the ocean, five or six time zones earlier than the U.S., the network has some very difficult decisions to make about their coverage. The traditional news outlets have already told you that swimmer Katie Ledecky, for example, is blasted the field by more than 20 seconds to win another gold medal in the 1500-meter freestyle event. Even if you know that outcome, NBC still has to cover that one. The television coverage is kind of like the PGA golf tournaments when an announcer says, "Now let's go over to the 17th hole," as the golfer in 20th place sinks a lengthy 50-foot putt for a birdie. Before they even show you the videotape, you already know that the golfer is going to drain such a long putt, because otherwise why would they show the 20th place guy? And it's much the same in these tape-delayed Olympic formats from NBC. With a three-hour nightly window, the Peacock Network rarely gives us a long enough view for any particular event. You can almost guarantee that the primetime coverage is going to feature either a happy U.S. winner or some type of very sad or tragic ending for another athlete. And that means that basketball fans will be lucky to get, let's say, 10 or 15 minutes of highlights rather than watching an entire basketball game. The network knows that the average home viewer, who mostly are female, by the way, does not enjoy watching the NBA or WNBA players, for that matter, drilling an overwhelmed opponent. It just doesn't make for exciting television. But if you do have cable television, you can watch many of the events via the USA Network. And if you're willing to spend another $7.99 a month to watch the NBC's internet site called Peacock, viewers may watch nearly every televised event at the Olympics. That's your choice. For those who want to watch the BMX, that's bicycle motocross races, or surfing, and not on the not-so-pristine Seine River in Paris, those were held in Tahiti of all places, and even breakdancing, yes, that's now an Olympic sport, you're going to need to shell out that cash to Peacock in order to watch it. And watching the Olympics, whether in-depth or just the highlight shows, is a nice way to stay inside during the searing midsummer heat. And though I've never been overseas, it has been fun to see Paris and the surrounding regions without having to go get a passport to do it. But of course, there have been controversies. Many sports can be dangerous, and boxing, whether by men or women, tops my list. Anyone who's ever watched a Rocky movie knows that brain damage, called CTE, can be received from repeated blows to the head, and it's likely to cause short and long-term mental issues for the boxers. Ask any of the living opponents of former Olympic gold medalist George Foreman, and they'll tell you it hurts. Men's boxing is brutal enough, but after becoming an Olympic sport during the 2012 London Summer Olympics, women's boxing has felt downright cringeworthy to watch, especially this last week in 2024. Yes, equal rights means that women should have the right to emulate any of the dumb things which us men have been doing for decades. I remember my mom would leave the room whenever Dad would put on the Friday night fights on television many decades ago. Much like football, it can provide a lot of excitement, and somebody usually gets hurt. And that brings us to the big controversy of the Paris Olympics. It's one thing for one woman of similar weight and physical build to want to box against another woman. If someone, though, looks like a man and genetically tests like a man wants to climb into the boxing ring against another woman, that seems to be another matter. Last week, watching the Italian lady boxer walk away after spending just 40 seconds inside the ring with a female Algerian boxer who was taller and looked more like a guy to most of us was one of the most memorable highlights of the first week of the Paris Olympics. Don't forget that there's another boxer from Taiwan with similar suspicious genetic markings who's been competing against the women boxers in the past week too. And as of this date, Monday, August 5th, both of those people are scheduled to win a medal. And it would be fitting, I think, to see the two of them going up against each other for the gold medal.
Yes!
Regardless of whether these two boxers are cheating or are simply unfortunate genetic exceptions, the Paris Olympic Committee should have never allowed these two to compete in the women's bracket. It's a shame that someone's going to have to be seriously injured before this issue is going to resolve itself. Now, Chinese swimmers are saying, "Where's the beef?" Last week, the men's 100-meter freestyle swimming finals were held. In that event, the competitors swim 50 meters to one end of the pool, tag it, and then return. It's a fast and furious race. The winning swimmer was 19-year-old Pan Zhanli from China. He broke a world record, 46.4 seconds, and won by a full second over a very competitive Olympic field. Afterwards, the Australian swimming coach, Brett Hawke, loudly proclaimed that no swimmer was capable of winning by a full second at the Olympics without some type of cheating involved. He said, quote, "That swim was not real life, not in that pool, not against that field." The Chinese swim team has been scrutinized for drug issues in the prior Summer Olympics back in Tokyo in 2021. This year, two of their swimmers tested positive for a banned muscle builder called D-ball. The Chinese then blamed food contamination from cattle, which might have received the banned substance. In the 1980s, Wendy's hamburgers feature commercials with the geriatric lady known as Clara Peller asking, "Where's the beef?" The Chinese swim team claims not to have known what's in their beef. Now it's I Spy, Canadian version. Also last week, Canada's Olympic soccer officials have admitted that they routinely used drones to spy visually on their competitors. The women's soccer team for Canada spied on their opening round opponent, New Zealand. After being caught in the act, the Canadian women's coach, Bev Priestman, resigned from the team and then spilled the beans that the Canadian men's team was doing it too. Canada's women's team then received a punishment by having 6 points deducted from their team total. Now, though that definitely hurt the team's chances of winning an Olympic medal, a full disqualification would seem to have been in order. The Lady Canucks are now 3-0 coming out of this past weekend and are still in the chase for a medal. And if they should keep winning, Canada just might go home with an Olympic medal regardless. So who said cheaters never win, right? Then there's the gold medal winning swimmer who was discovered sleeping outside. That's right. Italy's gold medal champion, 100-meter swimmer Thomas Ciccone, was seen this weekend sleeping near a park bench in Paris. Yes, it is summertime in Paris, but the Olympic Village did not install traditional air conditioning when they constructed the facilities to house the world's best athletes. Instead of AC, they installed energy-efficient heat pump systems, which apparently only reduced the indoor temperatures by a maximum of 6 degrees. With Paris temperatures pushing over 90 degrees for much of the last week, getting a good night of sleep for the athletes has apparently been very difficult. Some Olympic teams went out and purchased their own individual air conditioning units to cool their athletes. But apparently Italy did not make a visit to the local Home Depot to go help cool down their Olympic team. Said Thomas Ciccone, quote, "There is no air conditioning in the village. It's hot. The food is bad. Many athletes are moving for this reason. It's not an alibi or an excuse. It's the reality of what perhaps not everybody knows." In addition to the uncomfortable indoor temperatures at the Olympic Village in Paris, the athletes were also treated to beds made of cardboard. That's right. In addition to them being incredibly cheap and flimsy, the Olympic officials wanted to discourage these youthful athletes from, let's just say, mingling on the beds inside the Olympic Village.
Not so fast!
Ooh la la. And finally, is it just me, but I miss the Russians. In case you haven't noticed, the vast majority of Russia's Olympic teams did not compete in this year's Paris Games due to the lingering war with Ukraine. Now, normally, more than 300 athletes from Russia would be competing in the Summer Olympics. This year, there have been less than 15 allowed to participate. The International Olympic Committee has barred Russian athletes who are either in the military or who have publicly supported the invasion of Ukraine. The IOC has also blocked Russians from all of the team sports. The only Russian athletes which you see participating, if you've seen them, have been those who have publicly stated their neutrality for the current war in Ukraine or who have submitted a detailed search of their social media accounts to back up their claims. The International Olympic Committee, and it's okay to boo right here, said that the Russian athletes would not be allowed to fly the Russian flag or play their country's national anthem if anyone should win a gold medal. And as of today, the diminutive 2024 Russian delegation has been completely shut out of the medal count. At the 2021 Summer Olympic Games back in Tokyo, the U.S. finished first with a total of 113 total medals, and China was second with 88, Russia came in third with 77. From an American sports viewer perspective, though, Russia is like having a professional wrestling heel in the event. Woo! It's always more interesting when Russia has a top competitor going against the good old USA. Having a longtime foil in this competition makes each victory feel even sweeter, doesn't it? And if you're old enough to remember, the U.S. Olympic team boycotted the 1980 Summer Olympic Games in Moscow to protest the Russian invasion of Afghanistan. And in 1984, though, the Russians reciprocated, and they boycotted the Summer Olympic Games being held in Los Angeles. Well, would you want to know that the next Summer Olympic Games are going to be held in 2028 in Los Angeles? Sacre bleu! I'm Swamp Swami.
Hate the truth! Exit! Stage right!